The first phase in the process of releasing and focusing the brain's potential is creating safe space for learning. I might also say safe space for living and safe space for being. It's not at all different from what technology companies do when they create clean rooms. The element used to make a computer chip is silicon. It is very soft. Because it is so soft, a single speck of dust in the air that cannot be seen by the human eye can destroy a silicon chip. For these companies, then, it is cost-effective to create a clean room that has no particles. In fact, some of these companies have explored the possibility of producing the chips in outer space, where the atmosphere is pristine. Like silicon, the human brain is very soft. People are far more sensitive than most of us realize. We don't think about it because we can't see the brain like we can see a silicon chip. What constitutes a particle for the human brain are actions and behaviors like blaming, judging, denying, withholding, criticizing. When those particles are present in the environment, the brain goes into a defense or avoidance mode. Instead of being able to address issues with a brain functioning in a healthy way, we have words and actions that are usually very detrimental to brain function. It's important to me to note that I'm not speaking of soft skills. I'm talking about neuroscience. So what is appropriate for proper brain functioning? What is the environment for brains that is analogous to the clean room for microchips? It is to put people in an environment where they are simply accepted. Simply accepted. Here are some words I wrote to describe this acceptance. Rushing water is the only sound I hear. Punctuated by the occasional call of the cardinal atop the tallest tree. And the swish of light wind through the tall pines. My eyes follow the sound to the cantilevered boulders and terraced pools that guide the water's path through this place that bridges mountains and valley. Cool droplets glance my shins as I jockey, positioning my body for the best view. But there is no best view. Precisely why I feel so safe in this place. Here I know I will not be abused by someone's idea of what I need to do to be the best. My laurels don't matter. Neither do yours. No measuring, no comparing, no pertinent questions like, why don't you do this? Why can't you do that? Or have you ever thought about none of that? Just peace. No leapfrogging or catapulting here. Every rock has its unique place in the water's glide and fall. Every tree, every fallen leaf and insect, every patch of sky and wispy cloud. So I come here in silence, in reverence, in the serenity that knows I am accepted. Simply accepted.